For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A new government report on climate change has been released, and the findings go against President Trump's stance. The White House report was quickly issued on Black Friday, with critics saying the administration had made attempts to bury the report in the public eye and continued denying climate science. The report frequently contradicts the president, who has often questioned how much climate change is caused by humans, and said recently, after seeing the California wildfires, that he hasn't changed his mind on climate change.
No, I have a strong opinion. I want great climate. We're going to have that.
But the report from outside scientists and officials with 13 federal agencies warns wildfires and hurricanes are getting worse. It also details how global warming is hurting each U.S. region independently. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
As many as 20 cars are heading from California to Tijuana with supplies for Central American migrants seeking asylum in the United States. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Caravan of Love organizer Enrique Morones.
These people are escaping a very difficult situation in their home country, so they had to flee. They didn't have time to take a lot of things with them.
President Donald Trump says there are some very dangerous people mixed in with those migrants. He's threatened to close the whole U.S.-Mexico border, including halting trade with Mexico, if the arrival of migrants from Central America leads to disorder.
A German shepherd is being hailed as a hero after alerting a Delaware family to a potentially fatal gas leak. Greta barked and barked until she woke up her owner in the middle of the night. He searched around and realized she was scared of a leak in a propane stove. Her owner, Ken Walsh, calls Greta, who is a rescue dog, a hero. She was rewarded with a hearty steak and sweet potatoes on the side. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Some people are placing blame for the major wildfire that burned west of Los Angeles. Some victims of the Woolsey fire gathered for a town hall meeting in Westlake Village, California, where they received legal advice about suing Southern California Edison. KCBS TV reporter Rachel Kims spoke with one of the victims.
Our whole place, I think, burned in about 7 minutes.
Wendell Phillips lost his home and animal rescue near Decker Canyon in the Woolsey fire. He's now suing Southern California Edison. His lawyers say the company is responsible for the devastation across so many communities.
We want people to understand that they can and should be made whole even after this horrible event.
Patrick McNicholas is one of the attorneys representing victims of the Woolsey fire in a lawsuit against SoCal Edison.
Wildlife officials in one southern state put out a desperate call for acorns. USA Radio's Chris Barnes tells us why.
In South Carolina, the Carolina Wildlife Center has labeled it a major emergency. They say they have taken in more than 900 squirrels this year, and the squirrels have wiped out their nut stash. Now they're hoping families in that vicinity will help spend some quality time together this Thanksgiving weekend in their backyards, gathering up acorns and other nuts so the furry creatures have a nice holiday season as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.